Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 23rd of August, 2016. It was on this date, 1966, Lunar Orbiter 1 took the first photograph of the Earth from out in space. It's the birthday of the poet who wrote the famous poem Invictus back in 1875, the poem that begins, "Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul." The poem that ends, "It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll, I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul." The poet was William Ernest Henley, born Gloucester, England, in 1849. He was sick with tuberculosis, and when he was 25, spent time in the hospital in Edinburgh, wrote rather bitter poems there, which were published in Cornhill Magazine, a magazine that also printed work by Robert Louis Stevenson, and the two writers became good friends. Robert Louis Stevenson modeled his character Long John Silver in Treasure Island after Henley had his leg amputated at the knee. And it's the birthday of the poet who gave us the Spoon River anthology, Edgar Lee Masters, born Garnett, Kansas, 1868. Family moved to Lewiston, Illinois, not far from the town Spoon River. Masters studied law, went to Chicago, worked as a bill collector for the Edison Company, became a partner in Clarence Darrow's law firm, and in 1915 he brought out his poems, a series of epitaphs, each told from the point of view of a deceased resident of Spoon River. Spoon River Anthology became an instant sensation and earned enough money so that Edgar Lee Masters was able to quit the law and write full-time. The book did not make him popular in Spoon River, but he continued to write novels, poetry, though he never again achieved the success of that book of poems. Here's a poem for today by Albert Garcia, Young Couple at Mass. At Mass, the just married couple holds hands in the pew. New to the parish, they sit in front of an elderly pair, soapy scent of a 40-year marriage, and behind a family whose 8-year-old leans under the seats to stare at the many ankles and shoes. They feel noticeable, awkward, familiar amid the statue of the Virgin and stations of the cross, yet objects of the faithful eyes around them. It's true, at the base of her neck and just below the short sleeves of her blouse, her skin blooms tan and healthy. It's too much. The mother of four, three pews back and across the aisle, senses something indecent in that sun-blonde hair and the way their shoulders touch. When they stand for communion, the young man places his hand on the small of his wife's back to usher her into the aisle. Square shoulders and crew-cut, he walks in line just inches behind her, despite the choir. She hears him breathing. A poem by Albert Garcia, Young Couple at Mass, from his collection A Meal Like That, published by Brick Road Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years, and by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.